In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I'm getting a... they think they're going to go to DeVito. They're going to do it. Yeah. Adam Schefter. Daniel Jones will be replaced with Tommy DeVito as the new starting quarterback.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Why did you
why'd you pay Drew Lock $5 million?
I mean, the only thing I could say would be, and tell me if this makes any sense. I'm playing devil's advocate here because I just had this conversation. But could it be this, that Drew Lock was brought in just in case the Giants were having a decent season and Daniel Jones, who's always hurt, gets hurt, and then Drew Lock comes in and is like, hey, keeps this thing on the rails a little bit because he's a quarterback who started in the league. But since the season is completely lost and Drew Lock's not going to be a part of their future plans, might as well put in the guy who gave the fan base something to enjoy last year.
With cheese.
What do you think?
I mean, this sounds like maybe this is the owner's wish. I don't know. I have no idea. You know, last year they beat Washington, New England, and Green Bay. They had a three-game winning streak at one point with Tommy DeVito as the quarterback. Because remember, it was Tyrod Taylor that almost beat Buffalo up in Buffalo. And then Tyrod Taylor led the Giants to a win over Washington. Then they lost that tight game to the Jets, 13-10. Got killed by the Raiders, got killed by the Dallas Cowboys, and then Tommy led them to a win over Washington, New England, who was terrible. Both those teams are terrible. And the Green Bay Packers.
With cheese.
So we're looking at Tommy DeVito on stage with us at White Eagle Hall. And he was our special guest at the last Boomer and Geo Live back in April. And, it was a great time. And we got the next Boomer and Geo Live happening on Friday. It's Boomer and Geo Live week. And go to WFAN.com/live.
Baby. Good for him.
Go to WFAN.com/live for information and last-minute tickets and all that stuff. Yeah, I mean, we were joking about how this was, he may not be the Giants quarterback and how the draft was going to affect that and blah, blah, blah. And here he is again starting.
That is amazing. It really is amazing.
I mean, I guess it's sort of like, hey, our fan base just hates our guts right now. Like, why don't we just throw something to them to make them happy?
Give them a little bone?
Yeah, throw them a bone.
So their next game, obviously, is this coming Sunday. It's versus Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, this is such a weird situation to be in. Because, like, normally it's like, man, you know, you end up losing the rest of your games. You're going to get the number one overall pick, and you get to get the best quarterback available. But this year, that guy might not want to come here, and your owner might not want him. Right? It's a bad year to be bad.
Man, but, you know, not for Tommy DeVito, though.
Yeah, for him, it's great. And we love, like, legitimately really like him and his family. We got to know them through Boomer and Geo Live, and that he's a genuine great guy. He really is, and I think it's awesome he's getting another opportunity. I think it's awesome for the family. I think it's just cool. It's a really, in a wasteland of New York football, the one man that's come out of the sludge here is Tommy DeVito.
With cheese.
On Danny DeVito's 80th birthday. I'm not kidding.
It is Danny DeVito's birthday, huh?
It's Danny DeVito's 80th birthday.
I wonder how that went with Phil on Saturday night.
Oh, that's right, because Danny DeVito hosted the New Jersey Hall of Fame dinner. Yeah, I wonder how, it was on TV. I'm sure somebody watched it. It was on My 9. Oh, my gosh. Is that Meryl Streep? Oh, my gosh. Cher, Meryl Streep, Danny DeVito. Oh, my gosh. Sure went great. Had to. How could it not go great?
Phil.
Just quickly, Nancy and Mineola. What's going on, Nancy?
My 9.
Whoa, Nancy.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Nancy.
What's happening, Nancy?
Danny DeVito, oh my gosh.
Nancy, you got to put the TV down because it's going to really confuse you because we're on a delay and you're live on the air and you're going to hear things back.
Okay,
if you mute the TV and talk to us, you'll be good.
Okay, I'm good.
All right, go for it.
Hi, Gio. Hi, Boomer.
Hello, Nancy.
I'm glad that your Rangers won for you, Boomer. I know how much you like them. But listen, I got a solution for the Jets, okay? The solution is that Boomer is going to be the owner and the coach of the Jets, and Gio is going to be his assistant.
What? I would take it. I would take the job, certainly. I'd still want to do the show, but they pay those guys a lot of money.
Yeah, and to be the owner, you got to be a billionaire. And one of the reasons I'm still working here is because I'm not one of them.
But Boomer's got to be an owner, and Boomer's got to be a coach.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oof.
You would take one of those jobs. Come on.
Owner. Yes. No. Not coach. No.
If someone,
ever an owner and a coach that's the same person?
Al Davis.
There you go. Yes. Then he can be the second Al Davis.
Well, Nancy, we appreciate it. And listen back to yourself a minute from now on your television. If someone offered you, even though you would be underqualified because you hadn't coached in the NFL before, if someone offered you one of those crazy NFL head coaching contracts, like, you know,
like
5 years.
Jeff Saturday?
You have 5 years.
No. I'm not.
Like millions and millions?
I would not accept a job that I'm unqualified for.
5 years, $50 million.
I'm unqualified for it. I'm not doing it.
You wouldn't think about that?
I chose not
to. Assemble a good coaching staff?
I chose not to coach 40 years ago.
But you're like, all right, you get Frank on the phone. You get Frank, $5 million. $50 million contract. Oh,
I don't know if I could convince Frank to come out of retirement or not.
You call up Bob Wiley to be
Bob
your
Wiley, yeah, yeah. Be my offensive
hey,
line coach.
Hey, Boomer, what's up? Just watching this World War II documentary. You think those guys at Storm the Beach had any hamstring injuries? Get him as your offensive line coach.
Yeah.
Who would be your defensive coordinator?
I'd bring Dick LeBeau out of retirement.
Oh, Dick. But Dick's like 90.
It doesn't matter. He doesn't look 90.
He doesn't. He looks great.
Yes.
But, yeah, okay, fine.
All right.
Dick LeBeau.
Yeah.
Dick LeBeau, Frank Reich, Bob Wiley.
Ralph Friedgen. Bring the Friedge back. Fridge.
Is Ralph Friedgen still alive?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you'd put together a great staff. You know so many good people.
I'd have a very interesting staff, yeah, but I'm not doing it. So forget it.
You have Phil Sims as your quarterback coach?
Oh, nah, you know, how would I employ Phil?
I'd
employ Phil the way that Donald Trump's employing, like, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy.
Okay, like the Department of Organizational
Waste.
Oh, my gosh.
Get rid of that guy. Get rid of this guy.
I don't know. I've heard crazier things.
Yeah.
I really have. I mean, I think you would at least think about it. If they said, hey,
no.
$50 million guaranteed.
I hate when stuff like this goes on. So, like, when Jeff Saturday takes the job in Indianapolis, I mean, I was floored that he would even accept something like that and go out there and do that, embarrass himself and embarrass the franchise, embarrass the NFL.
Yep.
You know, and Jeff's a good broadcaster, and he knows what he's talking about, just like I feel like I do. But, you know, that's a whole different animal, going in there and standing in front of those 65 men and coaching staff and talking about things that, you know, you haven't been involved in.
I'm just talking about like a money grab, like Tyson Paul.
I'm not about that. Just a
straight up money grab. Come on. You got to think about Boompa. Boompa leaving some dollars down there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but Boompa would like to live a little bit longer.
A little trickle-down spot for Boompa.
That coaching thing is not easy.
Well, of course it's not.
You know, when you finally get fired and you have like 3 years left on your contract.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Going there, you'd be terrible. You get fired after the first year. Then you got 4 more years, $10 million a year, and you just chill.
Nope. Not a chance.
Okay.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.